following programming material contains adult material, and parental discretion is advised. All characters within are completely fictional, and the management apologizes to anyone who feels offended by the program. I thank you.
This is a test of the emergency humor system. This is only a test. If this had been an actual humorous broadcast, you would have been informed where to tune in your area for a complete list of where to buy paraffin. This is only a test.
Good evening and welcome to KCUF Radio with your announcer, Randy Moser. This week, KCUF Radio is brought to you in part by the Flats Beer, brewed right here in the rolling hills of Big Boob, Wyoming. Next time you're on an outing, pick up some, or you might be saying, "Drats, I could have had a flats."
KCUF, Home Extension Course 333B, How to Make Out with Classy Broads.
Ah, but we. One of the greatest barriers you must overcome after mastering your accent is the fact that many classy women like to talk about something besides baseball. Good evening and welcome to How to Make Out with Classy Broads. I hope you have all been practicing your accents. Also, I am assuming from this lesson on that you managed to convince at least three sorority girls that dipping snuff is a habit that you picked up in Poland during your involvement with the strikes last year. So if you haven't done that, be sure and work it out by next time. Okay, on to new stuff. Now that we've got a classy accent, women are going to expect us to be able to discourse on subjects ranging from world affairs to classical literature. And, of course, plays. However, since they don't serve beer in most operas or theaters, few of any of us real men have ever sat through a performance of anything. I've been able, however, with the help of the KCUF players, to throw together some condensed versions of the classics that hit all of the high points in less than a tenth of the time.
First, we shall consider Shakespeare. The one of Shakespeare's works with which you must be acquainted in order to do well with classy broads is, of course, his romantic tragedy, Romeo and Juliet. Fortunately, there are only two parts of this lengthy, syrupy production with which you must be familiar. When the subject of Romeo and Juliet first comes up in conversation, mention as fast as possible how sad the ending where the two young lovers both die is, and then confess how you cried the first time you saw it. Classy broads like sentimental jerks that cry because they figure that after they have satisfied your animalistic needs, there's no way you're not going to marry them. Also, after marriage, they figure you'll be easy to push around. Boy, are they going to be surprised. The other important thing to be aware of is the famous balcony scene. Here, the KCUF players present their adaptation of this immortal declaration of forbidden love.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon.
O Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father, and refuse thy name. Or if thou wilt not, but be sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand nor foot, nor arm nor face. Oh, be some other name belonging to a man. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Well, that's all for this week on How to Make Out with Classy Broads. Tune in next week when we'll discuss the subjects preppy sex, fact or myth, stalking the preppy woman, and the advantages and disadvantages of the Izod condom. So until next week, this is Smooth Move Simpson saying, keep your eye on the classy broads, but don't let them mess with your head.
Thank you, Smooth Move, for that intensely informative report. Last week, while I was passing a bulletin board, I saw an announcement for something called Dial Some Abuse, and I thought it might be interesting to give a call. I got the number right here, and, well, let's give it a try.
all piles of abuse.
Ah, hello, this is Randy Moser from KCUF Radio.
Is this one of those fag calls?
I assure you, sir, that...
It sounds like one of those fag calls. Come to think of it, somebody with a wimpy voice like yours couldn't be a real fag.
Could you explain your services, sir?
Well, all sorts of mindless and incompetent boobs call us up pretending to be from fictitious radio stations in order to fulfill the sick needs of their twisted little minds.
But I assure you this is a legitimate inquiry.
Sure it is. You're pupubescent punk. I'm just glad I can't see your lunar landscape face. If it's anything like your faggot voice, it would probably cause this milk I'm drinking to curdle and this clock to stop. You're the best argument for retroactive birth control I've ever seen.
I don't have to take this...
I don't believe in abortion, but you're an exception. If I'd been around before you were born, not only would I have paid for the abortion, but I've performed it myself. Your father was a...
Well, I guess that's pretty self-explanatory. We've got some programming now, and by the way, I've dated plenty of girls, and I've never stayed in a YMCA in my entire life.
Thanks, Doctor. Feels a lot better already.
No problem, Mr. Jones. Goodbye now. Nurse Wiggles, send in the next patient, please.
Yes, Doctor.
Well, how are you today, Mr. Jackson?
Well,
Before you answer, let me jam your mouth full of cotton. That's better. Now you were saying... Well, that's good to hear. Now, which side is that painful tooth on? Okay, open a little wider, please. Oh, it's a cavity, Mr. Jackson. Don't worry, we'll have you fixed up in a jiffy. First, I'll have to give you a shot of Novocaine, however. What's that? Oh, normally I wouldn't use a needle this size, but I couldn't find anything bigger. Now, open up. That's right. There you go. We'll just have to wait a few minutes for that to take effect. Nurse Wiggles, could you wipe the tears off Mr. Jackson's face?
Yes, Doctor.
Well, Mr. Jackson, by the way you're drooling, I'd say that either you really like Nurse Wiggles, or that Novocaine has done its job. Let's get started here. Open wide, Mr. Jackson. What? That's impossible, Mr. Jackson. I'm sure I gave you that shot in the right place. I know exactly where those nerves are. Trust me. Open. Wider.
Doctor, excuse me, but the toilet won't work.
No problem, Miss Wiggles. I'll take a look at it. My dad was a plumber, you know. Let's see what the problem is. Holy smokes, Miss Wiggles. That must have been some dinner you had last night. That thing is a regular Louisville slugger. No wonder it won't go down. The only thing you can do in a case like this is to reach in and mash it up like this. Now let's give it a flush.
There it is, Doctor. Thank you very much.
No problem, Miss Wiggles. Where was I? Oh, yes, Mr. Jackson. Let's get back to work. Open wide, please. What do you mean, no? Come on, Mr. Jackson, be a good sport. Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. I forgot to wash up. In school, they taught us to wash up every time we entered the room. Sometimes I forget, though. Okay, let's finish the job. You're all fixed up now, Mr. Jackson. Let's take out all of that cotton. Remember, don't bite your lip. With that Novocaine, you could go through that sucker as easy as if it were a piece of bologna.
Thanks a lot, Doctor. It feels a lot better our way. I don't know what people like me would do without people like you.
I'd like to talk to you for a minute about gonorrhea. Call it the clap. Give it a fancy scientific name. It's a messy situation. It's painful to travel. It's painful to take a leak. And there's no way in hell you're going to enjoy a decent lay. But there is a solution. Clapaway. A safe, over-the-counter remedy for common gonorrhea. Clapaway provides gentle, effective recovery for most people in 2 to 5 days, with a noticeable relief from the discomfort of common gonorrhea in just hours. Clapaway. It takes you out of the locker room and back into the game.
Can a breast prosthesis be so perfect that not even Hugh Hefner, world-famous playboy, can tell? Believe me, I've squeezed a few boobs in my search for the world's most beautiful objects, women. There's no way you can fool me. I know a real boob when I grab one. We'll see you. Here's Wendy, who we fitted with one of our implants to improve her uneven figure. She's going to take off her dress and bra, and we want you to tell us which one is real. Well, here goes.
Ooh.
I'm squeezing your right boob.
Ooh.
Now I'm squeezing your left boob. I'm squeezing both boobs. This is fantastic.
Oh, no.
I can't tell the difference. They both feel completely natural.
Oh, ew.
Let me try it again. Right.
Oh.
Left.
Oh, my.
Both hands.
Oh.
Maybe if I switch.
Ew.
Unbelievable.
Try it for yourself. We'll bet you can't tell. Is it alive? Or is it Memorex?
I can't tell. Hey, honey, how well do you photograph?
KCUF, Big Boob, Wyoming.
And now, KCUF is proud to present Ratsy Rob's Commando Corner. Ratsy this week is in the middle of Afghanistan, and he's going to be broadcasting live. Not quite sure if I'll be able to get him right away, but we'll give him a shot. Hello, Ratsy, are you there?
Hello, Randy. Yeah, this is Ratsy Rob. I hope I'm transmitting okay on this damn prick radio. It just doesn't seem to work as well as it used to. You managed to catch me at a pretty good time. I unfortunately can't tell you where I am in Afghanistan due to security measures, but right now the group of rebels that I'm working with is mopping up after ambushing a convoy of Russian trucks. Now my interpreter and guide is Saeed Nodger, and he tells me they managed to catch Ivan with his pants down and his derriere to the wind. It's just really a beautiful sight to see. Dead bodies everywhere, arms here, legs there, you know, burning vehicles all around. Now the few Russians who managed to surrender are all being executed right now. Well, looks like it's going to be one hell of a party in the Afghan camp tonight.
Come on.
Yes, I'll be right with you. Saeed says they're going to check out the trucks right now to see what kind of war booty they've managed to pick up. It seems to me they'll at least get some trucks and some weapons and ammunition out there still. What do you know? It looks like they managed to capture the supply convoy for an Ivan general in Kabul. I bet you he's really going to be pissed off. Let's see, they managed to capture some Russian caviar, some massive amounts of food and medicine, a case of iodine prophylactic. I wonder how Russians got that, man. And some bags of Andes Light Colombian. Jeez. Well, it looks like it's enough supplies to light up a French whorehouse. Randy, there's three Russian helicopters coming over the ridge. I'm going to have to take them.
Hello, Ratsy? I guess we must have lost him. Well, Ratsy Rob this week was brought to you by the Israeli arms manufacturers, makers of the Uzo machine gun. When you're in a jam, it won't. And now, KCUF is proud to present the Mystery Theater.
Tonight, on Mystery Theater, you've got to meet my parents.
Mom! Dad, this is Sue. She's a senior at UMR with a 4.0 average. She's on the varsity volleyball and tennis teams. She's president of the Chemical Engineers Club. She volunteers at a local hospital every Saturday. She plays guitar, piano, and sings solo at her church choir.
Tune in next week when we'll hear her dad say,
"Very nice, son, but don't let her get to your head."
In order to update our programming, KCUF brings you the first episode of a new serial, Bert and Bertha. And now, Bert and Bertha, two pioneers on the sexual frontier.
Promise.
Why?
Promise.
It won't hurt.
Promise.
And lots of people do it.
Promise.
Okay, not in your mouth.
Tune in next week when you hear Bertha say,
"Dad, you promised."
And now, all you KCUF fans, it's time for Buy It, Sell It, Give It Away. The number, of course, is 555-KCUF, or for all you illiterate fans, 5283. Okay, there's the bell ringing. KCUF, you're on the air.
Hello, Fred?
Yes?
I was wondering if somebody could help me find this little hutch. My brother-in-law got it in Chicago last year, and the leg broke off of it, and, I just haven't been able to find a new leg for it. I went to New York last year. I live here in Raleigh, and I looked all the way back, and I just was not able to find it. Let's see. We stopped in Cincinnati,
Okay, is there something, a way we could help you, ma'am?
Well, I was just wondering, let me give you a description of it. It's about 3 feet tall, maybe about 4 feet wide. Legs are about, I'd say 6 inches, you know, and and it's brown.
Brown, okay.
Probably mahogany. I'm not real sure about the actual color.
Ma'am, well, if any of our listeners out there have something like that, why don't I have them give you a call?
Well, like I was telling you, I stopped in Cincinnati first, you know. And
we went
in this little antique store. I thought they might have it. Excuse me?
We'll just have our announcers, we'll have somebody call. Thank you, ma'am. Anyway, buy it, sell it, give away. You're on the air.
Yes, this is from the National Space Association, and I don't know if you were on the air last week. The young man that helped us was Hugh something or other. We made a message into space, and it worked. We'd just like to thank the station for furthering the progress of space. We got a answer from a small colony of andropoids a station up there, and they're sending us an order of greeting cards. We'd just like to thank the station for appreciating, you know, we appreciate the work you guys are doing toward the furtherment of science.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and just to tell you, we're not going to give you any money, so there, ha.
Yeah. Anyway, don't like that one there anyway, but buy it, sell it, give away. You're on the air.
Hello, Fathead?
Yes?
I broke up with this girl this weekend, you know, and you know how they say love's blind? Well, it's also tasteless, too. I started looking around, and there's all this junk I've accumulated, you know, over the course of our relationship, and I'm going to have this falling out of love sale. I got to unload some stuff, you know, man?
I see.
It's really been building up, and like, I've got, let me see, what's some of the stuff I got here? First of all, I got a refrigerator full of light beer, man. This chick was really into that stuff, and I can't stand the taste of it, you know?
And
she was really into these funny clothes. Anyway, I'll describe those when you call up.
Okay.
And, some other stuff. She's a real preppy, you know, some of those guys that got schnapps. Anyway, she had a bunch of these Izod condoms, man. That's the only thing she used. I got to unload a bunch of those. And also, I got a whole line of stuff. You just wouldn't believe the junk I've got here. And I'm also looking for some things, you know, man. She made me unload. I had this copy of Penthouse, you know, from 1973 to 1980, last month anyway. She made me unload the whole thing, so man, I'm looking for some back issues. Anyway, call me here at 555-1212. It's a really, really good stuff, man.
Okay.
I'm going to try and find who's ever going out with her now, man, because I'm sure he can use all this stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you. This is Buy It, Sell It, Giveaway. Our number is 555-5283. Buy It, Sell It, Giveaway. You're on the air.
Hello, Fred.
Yeah, yes?
My name is Beelzebub, and I have an offer that I believe your audience should be interested in.
Okay.
I work for a really great guy who has given me the right to make this special offer.
Okay.
You see, normally we are able to give you all of your wildest needs, dreams, and fantasies for 7 years, all in exchange for your normally little-used soul. But now, for a limited time, we can give you an extra 2 years. That's right. This special offer lets you live wine, woman, and song for 2 extra years.
Oh.
Just call BL at 555-1212.
Okay, thank you, sir. Buy it, sell it, giveaway. You're on the air.
Hello, Fred.
Yes.
Then we stopped in Ontario, and we had to get gas, you know.
Do you have a point of this?
I'm just trying. We were on our way to Raleigh, yeah. And then we stopped at this gas station, and man, it looked just like it.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cut you off. I'm sorry. Buy it, sell it, giveaway. You're on the air. Buy it, sell it, giveaway. You're on the air.
Hello. Is this Fernando?
Yes, it is.
I don't know if this is a buy it or sell it or a give it away, but I've been here a couple of semesters now, and since I came down, I found that all these male engineering students are only after me for my mind, especially ones who've been here a while.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I'm getting a little tired of discussing thermodynamics for hours on end on Friday or Saturday nights.
I can see your point.
And, I mean, how about some experiments in, like, heat transfer? Is that asking too much?
I wouldn't see it. Do you have a number?
Anyway,
just
want to let everybody know that the body is now up for grabs. No more of this intellectual shit. I want some action.
Okay.
Anyone who is interested in doing some studying in something like, I don't know, comparative anatomy, anything but a required course, can contact Carol at 555-1212.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, bite sale giveaway, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Bruce.
Hi there, Frank. I just called you up to tell you that I'm out of the interior decorating business.
Oh, really?
Yes, and Me and George have started a hauling company, and we've got all those big trucks, you know, the sleeper on back, and we're willing to do large like moving you from city to city and stuff.
Oh.
And I just wanted to like to advertise our business a little.
Well, that sounds
all
right.
And you know, no matter how long the haul, we'll take it all the way.
Oh, I see.
So
you got a fairly big rig.
Yeah, we've got one that'll handle anything.
That's
so
good.
I just thought I'd tell you. You know, you guys have been good to me when I called up about my other stuff.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling again, Bruce.
Uh-huh.
Okay, buy it, sell, give away. You're on the air.
Boy show?
Yes.
This is Jack. You know that old lady, you know, sweet old lady, you know, I know you've been, you know, cutting her off and everything, but, you know, I've got a lot of experience with woodworking, you know. I tend to make my own tools and my own implements.
I see.
You know, and so I was wondering if I could help her out.
Oh, yeah, you probably could.
Okay, well, do you have the number? What number did she get?
I
never listen, you know. I just always hear him talking, and I always forget.
I believe it's 555-1212.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, no problem. Buy it, sell, giveaway. You are on the air.
Yeah, Phil?
Yes.
I heard what that Brucey fella said, and I've got an awful big load for him. I'd like to get in touch with him. What was his number?
555-1212.
Hey, thanks a lot, Phil.
No problem. This is Buy It Sell Giveaway. Our number here is 555-KCUF, or again, 5283. Buy It Sell Giveaway, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Frankie.
Yes.
My name's Vito Gazzotto. You can call me the Shark, though. I'm in charge of personnel for the Mofco Company. We're going to be down here interviewing on campus in a few months. This is the first time we've ever interviewed down here.
Oh,
and we've been trying to recruit. We need some chemical engineers for our importing business. We'd really like some guys with some military or ROTC background for personnel work. We've got a lot of stuff, football players, linemen. We really like that.
Okay.
Anyway, and so if you got any Sicilian or Italian blood that really helps and would like it to bring with you a resume, a copy of all your grade reports, and some marksmanship stuff, man. So how good a shot you are.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah. And we're at 555-1212. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Got time for a few more calls here. Buy it, sell, giveaway. You are on the air.
Hola, Felipe?
Yes?
Yo busco alguien que pueda enseñarme inglés. Tengo muchos problemas en mis clases porque no entiendo los profesores, menos los extranjeros.
Because they're tight.
Si alguien puede enseñarme inglés, puede contactarme a 555-1212.
You're welcome. What the? Anyway, buy it, sell, giveaway. You're on the air.
Father, forgive me for I'd sin. For last night, I promise I'll never do that again. And for last Saturday night, I'm sorry I didn't see the kid running across the street, though. And, well, you know, remember a couple months ago when I said that the reason I didn't come to confession was because I had to go, you know, help that old lady? Well, I'm sorry I lied about that. But there was a party over at this guy's house, and I told him I'd go. And, well, let's see. Oh, well, I think that's about it right now. I don't know what you'll say about it, but, you know, I hope you don't say too much.
Sure. Thank you, ma'am, I think. Anyway, buy it, sell, giveaway. You're on the air.
Hello, Fred?
Yes.
Well, then we stopped in Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
There was this little diner. They didn't have much food. Was kind of greasy, but we thought maybe we might be able to find the hutch there, you know?
Ma'am.
But they didn't have it there either.
Ma'am, shut up. Anyway, buy it, sell, giveaway. You're on the air.
Hi, Fernando?
Yes.
Yeah, that lady. Hey, I found her hutch.
No, you found her hutch.
Yeah, man, it was in this place in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Oh.
The description fits it perfect. So she can call me at 551-212. I got it, man, really.
That's great. Maybe she won't call us anymore. That sounds good. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your call.
Okay,
we got time for just a few more calls here. Maybe about two calls. Buy it, sell, giveaway. You're on the air.
Hello, Fred?
Yes.
Well, we stopped in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and that wasn't the right hutch. I'm sorry. I don't know. He might be talking about a different one, but what was his number again?
It was 555-1212.
Well, I think I might give him a call anyway.
Okay. Time for one more call. Buy It Soul Giveaway. You are on the air.
Hi, Frankie.
Yes?
Well, this is Susie, and I wanted to say that I'm having a falling in love sale. That creep that called you can just keep his damn condoms.
Okay.
All right, my number's 555-1212. Call and I'll give you a list of what's on sale.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. This has been Buy It Soul Giveaway. Hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't get a call in this week, I'm sorry. Try again next week. For KCUF, this has been Randy Moser.
This is Jeb Johnson with the KCUF News Team. We just got a flash report hot off the AP. Old maid billionaires plans to leave entire fortune to the first person willing to listen to her weird story of about a hutch having a leg broken on a trip from New York to Rolla, Missouri. More reports later here on the news station.
At this time, Bites for Giveaways is going to go back on the air. Yes, I want to get called some people. A hutch. The lady who had the hutch. We gotta find. We found your hutch, lady. Yeah, and we gotta have you call up so we gotta find out the full story because we gotta make sure that that we're not getting.
We're gonna go off the air now, Randy.
No, we can't go off the air. Hey,
Randy, man,
give me back that mic.
I'm sorry, Randy. It's time to go off the air. Just go ahead and take him out the door there, Bill.
You can't come up here. I've got to find that lady. I'm just going to find out. Leave me alone.
Yeah, thanks, Bell. Yeah, just take him around. Give him a few of the blue ones. At this time, KCUF ends its broadcast day. Be sure to tune in next week when KCUF Radio comes back on the air.
This has been a test of your sense of humor. If you found anything hilarious in the preceding broadcast, please contact Spiro T. Agnew.